啊，愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
啊，我们来看诗篇的六十五篇。
Please turn to Psalm 65.
啊，诗篇的六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11.
啊，请读。
Psalm 65, verse 11. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance.
啊，这里说你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
Here says you crown the year with your goodness.
啊，这个你啊，就是天上的神。
You here refers to the God in heaven.
那年岁呢，就是我们每一年所过的日子。
Year refers to the duration of our life.
啊，我们过了一年，想想看哦，今年最值得我们注意、最值得我们纪念是什么？
So after a year has passed, let us reflect as to what is the most memorable event.
啊，十一节告诉我们是神的恩典。
And verse 11 tells us that it is the grace of God.
哦。所以新的一年啊，我们期待什么？
So in this new year, what do we expect?
啊，新的一年，我们期待神再以他的恩典来做今年的冠冕，一种赏赐。
So in a new year, we look forward to the goodness of the Lord as a reward.
那下面你的路径都滴下甘之油。
Next, the phrase says, "And your paths drip with abundance."
啊，这个英文翻译啊，就是说，神的路啊，啊，都滴下了他的丰盛跟他的丰富。
So God's paths drip with abundance.
啊，神是很丰富的神啊。
God is an abundant God.
啊，丰盛的平安。
Abundant peace.
哦，丰盛的喜乐。
Abundant joy.
哦，丰盛的能力。
Abundant strength.
丰盛的荣耀。
Abundant glory.
哦，所以神走过的这个路啊，充满着丰盛。
The path that God had walked on is full of grace.
哦，所以我们每一天的生活应该是很喜乐的。
So we should spend our everyday lives with joy.
哦，为什么？
Why?
啊，因为有神，我们的日子就有恩典。
Because if there is God or with God, then our lives would be full of grace.
那走在神的道路上，就可以体验到神的丰盛。
And if we walk in the path of God, then we can experience the abundance of God.
啊，所以我们怎么能够喜乐呢？
So then how can we be joyful?
如果我们每天做两件事情啊，我们都会很喜乐。
So if every day we can do these two things, then we will lead a joyful life.
啊，第一件事情就是感谢神。
First is to be thankful to God.
啊，感谢什么？
So what should we be thankful for?
感谢神给我的恩典。
We should be thankful for God's grace to me.
第二个要赞美神。
Second, we should praise God.
啊，赞美我们的父是这么的伟大，这么的荣耀。
We praise our Father as being so great and so glorious.
所以天天感谢神、赞美神，天天都活着很喜乐。
So if every day we can praise and give thanks to God, then we will lead joyful lives daily.
那我们常常想，到底神给我什么恩典？
Then you may think, oh, what grace has God actually given me?
所以我可以感谢神呢。
So that I can be thankful for them.
在诗篇六十五篇提到神给我们的恩典有两种。
In Psalm 25 records that there are two kinds of grace that God gives us.
第一种就是在他创造万物当中所赐给我们的恩典。
First is the grace that He gives us through His creation.
我们如果回来看诗篇六十五篇的第九节。
So if we come back to look at Psalm 65 verse 9. 65 verse 9. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain.
好， 第十节。
For so you have prepared it. Verse 10, you water its riches abundantly, you saddle its furrows, you make it soft with showers, you bless its growth.
这个第十节最后说，其中发长的蒙你赐福。
So the last part of verse 10 says, you bless its growth.
春天到了。
Spring, 秋天。
春天了。
Spring has come.
我们看花草树木都在滋长，都在生。
We see the flowers and the grass are growing.
为什么？
Why?
有时候我们常常说本来就是这样，因为大自然就是这样。
Well, you may say that, oh, it's nature. That's how nature works.
所以我们把它当作是理所当然的。
And we take them for granted.
这是因为我们不认识神。
This is because we do not know God.
但是第九节说，你眷顾地，赐下雨，使大地肥美。
Verse 10 says, you visit the earth and, so you greatly and you water it and greatly enrich it.
然后最后为人预备五谷。
And finally, you provide their grain.
所以我们从慕道那一天开始教会就教导我们吃饭要默祷。
From the day we started to seek truth seek in the church taught us that we should say grace before we eat.
为什么要默祷？
So why do we have to say grace before eating?
要感谢神
This is to thank God.
所以有一个小孩子到教会来慕道，他回去以后就默祷。
There was a little truth seeker. After he visited the church, he went home and started to say grace.
默祷完以后，他饭不见了。
But after he said grace, his food disappeared.
他爸爸说：“你要感谢我，怎么感谢神？”
And then the father told him, "You should thank me. Why do you thank your God?"
钱是我赚的，你才有东西吃啊。
I earned the money, so you can have food to eat.
但是我们仔细想。
But if we think deeper,
为什么爸爸可以去赚钱？
How is it possible for a father to go to work?
第一个，他活着。
First, it's because he is able to live.
第二个，神给他健康。
Second, it's God that had given him health.
神给他机会。
And God gave him opportunity.
神给他能力。
God gave him the strength.
所以他能够赚钱啊。
Therefore, he has the ability to earn money.
所以这不是要感谢神吗？
So shouldn't he thank God for all these?
当然是要感谢父母啊。
Of course, he has to thank his parents.
再来就是神使这个万物能够生长。
Next, it is God that made all these living things grow.
所以我们可以饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
So that we can have a full stomach and be full of joy in our hearts.
所以每一天活着，我们能够有健康的身体来享受神赐给我们这一餐，真的是要感谢，这是神对我们的爱。
So we should be thankful for the good health that allows us to enjoy this meal. And this is indeed the grace of God.
甚至我们看到一个花、一个草都非常的漂亮。
So even when we look at the grass and flower, they are so pretty.
上个礼拜我们有敬老会教会准备了一个小小一朵的兰花。
So last a few weeks ago, we had the elder tribute service, and the church prepared an orchids for every elder.
我就很仔细看看看，哇，真的很漂亮。
And I looked carefully at the flower; they are indeed very pretty.
当我们在赞美这个花很漂亮，到底在赞美谁？
So when we say that these flowers are pretty, who are we actually praising?
就是在赞美神啊。
We're actually praising God.
因为花是神造的。
Because flowers are created by God.
然后你把它浇水，它会长大。
And then you water it and it will grow.
这个不是自然而已啊。
So this is not only something natural.
这是神让它长大。
It is God that allowed it to grow.
那为什么神让它长大呢？
So why does God allow it to grow?
因为神创造的人，神要让他来享受神创造的万物。
It's because God wanted the man that he created to enjoy the living things that he had created.
我们早上去在一个姐妹。
So in the morning, we went to pick up a sister.
花丛路旁跑出了一条鹿出来。
Suddenly, there was a deer that jumped in front of us.
哇，看起来真的很高兴啊。
And we were so happy to look at the deer.
为什么会有鹿跑出来?
So how did the deer appear?
神创造它。
Because God had created the deer.
神养活它。
God has supported, sustained the deer.
所以我们看到一条鹿在春天跑来跑去也是一种喜乐。
So being able to witness and observe a deer in the springtime is an enjoyment.
所以春天到了我们看看花草树木。
Spring has come. Let us take time to observe the flowers and the grass.
一个蝴蝶，一只鸟在叫。
Let's look at the butterflies and the birds singing.
一个鹿在外面跑。
And the deer running.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
一个很有创意的神，他造这个世界，让我们来享受。
A very creative God had created this world so that we can enjoy them.
所以神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
Therefore, God had crowned the year with His goodness.
不管我们信不信有神。
Regardless whether we believe whether God exists,
神都创造这么美的世界，让我们来享受。
God has created this beautiful world for everyone to enjoy.
因为神原来就是我们的父亲。
Because a God had originally always been our father.
他对我们的爱是没有改变的。
His love towards us never changed.
好，那下面说，神走过的路都是充满着丰盛。
So next, the verse says, "Your paths drip with abundance."
所以神要给我们第二个恩典。
Therefore, God wants to give us the second grace.
让我们认清楚神走的那一条路是什么。
And which is to allow us to know which is the path that God had walked on.
我们常常想哦，我来美国得到最大的恩典是什么？
Sometimes we would think as to what is the greatest grace that I have received ever since I've arrived in the United States.
很多人就说好的教育。
Some people would say I received a good education.
好的机会。
A good opportunity.
好的生活环境。
A good living environment.
这个都是神的恩典。
So all these are the blessings and grace of God.
最大的恩典是什么？
But what is the greatest grace?
我们看65章的第四节。
So now let's read Psalm 65 verse 4.
请65篇第四节。
Psalm 65 verse 4. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
这个地方讲你所拣选的这个人是有福的。
Here says, blessed is the man you choose.
所以圣经讲不是我们拣选神是神拣选我们。
So the Bible says that it is not us that have chosen God, but it is God that had chosen us.
如果我今天会信耶稣，是我在拣选神，表示我很聪明。
So today, as a believer of the Lord, it's because I had chosen the Lord Jesus means that I'm very smart and or wise.
其实圣经不是这样讲。
But actually, the Bible did not say that.
为什么我们会信耶稣？
So how is it that we can come to believe in Jesus?
是因为神拣选我。
It is because God had chosen us.
有时候我们常常想今天如果要我们去一个大公司应征。
Sometimes today, if a big company grants us an interview,
那我有什么条件能够让他来录取呢？
Then we would start to think, what qualifications do I have in order to get hired?
忽然间我们发现我们在世界上是一个很平凡的人。
And then we will begin to reflect upon that we're actually a very normal human being.
多我一个也没有多少。
Existence in this world doesn't change anything much.
少我一个也没有少什么。
And without me, it will not have a great impact on the world.
这个是我们在看自己。
So this is how we view ourselves.
那这也是事实。
And this is also a reality.
但是神在看我们就不是这样。
But when God looks at us, it is not like this.
这个地方说你所拣选的这个是有福的。
Here says that blessed is the man you choose.
什么叫做拣选？
So what does it mean to be chosen?
在一堆人当中。
among a group of people,
神选择一些人让他能够得救。
God chose some people so that they can be saved.
那这是很大的福气啊。
So this is indeed a great blessing.
好，我们来看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记的第七章。
Exodus chapter 7.
出埃及记第七章。
Exodus chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6. Verse 6. Then Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded them. So they did.
对不起，出埃及生命记啊。
Oh, I'm sorry.
第七章第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Okay. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
如果我们看英文 special treasure, 神从万民当中拣选做一个特别的宝贝归属于他。
So, from a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
所以在神看起来我们是宝贝。
So in the eyes of God, we are a treasure.
我们有多宝贵。
So how precious are we?
那有的人戴这个钻石的手戒。
Some people would wear a diamond ring.
那这个有多宝贵。
So how precious is that diamond ring?
你就看你用多少钱去买，那个就是多宝贵。
Then it will depend on how much you paid for the ring that would determine the preciousness of it.
所以有的还有好多钱去买。
Some people spend a lot of money to buy it.
那神拣选我们为什么有这么宝贵呢？
So how is it then that the God's choosing of us is so precious?
因为神拣选我们归属于他又有一道手续。
It is because for God to choose us, he has to go through a process.
那没有拣选之前我属谁？
So prior to God's choosing, who do I belong to?
我属世界。
I belong to the world.
世界的王是魔鬼。
And the king of the world is the devil.
不要想现在人穿着很文明很漂亮。
I do not think that the people today, they are dressed and dressed very in a civilized way, and they look very presentable.
包装的好像很高贵。
And they package themselves as if they are very of a high status.
如果他没有蒙拣选。
But if they have not been chosen,
他是活在罪里面。
They live in sin.
他是属世界的，他是属魔鬼的。
They belong to the world, they belong to the devil.
这个是圣经里面讲的。
So these are words written in the Bible.
那我们现在要归属神，归属神，神要付一个代价，把它买出来。
So now for us to belong to God, God had to pay a price to redeem us.
那这个代价不是钱哦。
And this price is not money.
如果是钱的话，有钱的人他就可以得救。
So if it's in the form of money, then only the rich can be saved.
钱跟神的恩典是没有关系的。
Money has no relationship whatsoever with the grace of God.
比方说，如果一个人被魔鬼附着。
For example, if someone is possessed by the devil.
你可以跟他讲价吗？我给你100万，你出去。
Can you bargain with the devil and say, I give you $1,000,000 and please get out?
没有办法了。
There is no such way.
那主耶稣怎么把我买出来？
So how did the Lord Jesus redeem us?
用他的宝血，这个叫做重价。
So he used his precious blood. So this is the great price.
那宝血是什么？宝血就是生命。
So what is the blood? This blood, this precious blood is life.
那生命值多少钱？
So how much is life worth?
生命是无价的。
Life is priceless.
所以我们今天能够蒙拣选，这是经过耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪，这个是无价的。
So today we can be chosen because we are washed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, and this is priceless.
所以马拉基书里面神说，对，借着先知对以色列百姓说，我很爱你。
So in the book of Malachi, through the prophet, God told the Israelites that I love you very much.
以色列百姓说, 你在哪里爱我?
Then the Israelites replied, how did you love me?
今天可能有, 我们也会有相同的感觉。
Well, perhaps today we may have the same feeling.
每次到教会都讲神很爱我。
Oh, every time the church would just tell me that God loves me.
我钱也没有赚更多啊。
But I don't seem to earn more money.
我的生活跟过去一样啊。
And my lifestyle it remains the same as in the past.
神在哪里爱我? 一个大的问号。
So how does God love me very much? We have a big question mark.
今天我们是属神的。
Today we belong to God.
这就是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
因为他用宝血洁净我们的罪。
Because he had used his precious blood to wash away our sins.
让我归属于他。
So that I can belong to him.
所以我们回来看诗篇的65篇。
So now let's come back to Psalm 65.
65篇的第四节。
Psalm 65 verse 4.
你所拣选的这个人有福，那这个福到底是什么？
Blessed is the man you choose. So what is this blessings actually?
我们看你所拣选使他亲近你。 住在你的院中，所以这个提到两件事情了。So
those whom you choose, you cause them to approach you that he may dwell in your courts. So here involves two things.
因为神拣选我们，所以我们可以亲近神。So
because God had chosen us, therefore we can draw near to God.
圣经说亲近神对我有益。
The Bible says that drawing near to God is beneficial to me.
亲近神不是不得已的。
So for us to draw near to God is something that we were forced.
我们礼拜六来教会做什么？
Every Saturdays we come to church for what?
来亲近神。
It's so that we can draw near to God.
礼拜一到礼拜五，或者礼拜天，我们劳力做工，很辛苦。
From Mondays to Fridays, including Sundays, we may labor a hard and lead a difficult life.
那第七天，神分别为圣。
And on the seventh day, God had set this day apart.
我们来亲近神。We
come to draw near to God.
那刚刚讲，神所走过的路是丰盛的。
So earlier, we just mentioned that the path that God had trod on is full of abundance.
我们常常想，如果我的父亲很富有。
So sometimes you would wonder if my father is very wealthy.
我跟父亲的关系很好。
And if I have a good relationship with my father.
父亲又住在我家里。
And my father also lives in my house.
那我到底忧虑什么？
Then what else do I need to worry?
什么也不需要忧虑啊。
I don't have to worry about anything.
那这个父亲是谁？
And who is this father?
这个父亲就是天上的神。
And this father is the God in heaven.
他是丰盛的。
He is abundant.
他什么都有。
He has everything.
他是爱我们的。
And he loves all of us.
所以。 他拣选我们能够亲近他。
Therefore, he has chosen us so that we can be close to him.
所以有时候我们常常会问一些慕道朋友。
So sometimes you will ask a few truth-seeking friends.
你来教会已经三四个月了，有什么感受？
You have been to church for about 3 to 4 months. How do you feel?
如果这个慕道朋友真的很用心来亲近神，大家都会讲，我去教会以后觉得非常平安，非常喜乐。
So if this truth seeker really sincerely try to draw near to God, they will answer that when I come to church, I experience peace and joy.
甚至有的人还没有洗礼，他就觉得一个礼拜里面我最享受的一天就是去教会。
And some of them, although they were not baptized, they will say that in my entire week, my most enjoyable day is Sabbath day.
为什么？
When I go to church, why?
因为这是神的家。It
is because this is the house of God.
这是神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
这里有神的同在。
Here we have the abidance of God.
有同在就有恩典。
With God's abidance, then we will have grace.
有神同在就有平安。
With God's abidance, we will have peace.
有神同在就有喜乐。
With God's abidance, we will have joy.
所以你所拣选使他能够亲近你，然后。 住在你的院中，这个人是有福的。
So blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you that he may dwell in your courts.
住在神的院中，神的院是什么？
So dwell in God's courts. So what are God's courts?
神的院就是教会。
God's courts is the church.
所以教会不是教堂。
So the church is not the church building.
教会是一群人。
The church is a group of people.
但是这一群人是主耶稣宝血所洁净的人。
And this group of people has been cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
那看起来这一群人跟其他人没有不一样。
So physically, this group of people don't look different from the others.
但是这一群人跟其他人有很大的不一样。
But yet, this group of people has a great difference from the rest.
因为这一群人是神所同在、神所充满的。
Because this group of people has God abiding in them and has God filling them.
因此住在你的院中，我们能够来加入教会，成为教会的一份子，这个是很大的恩典啊。
So to dwell in the courts means that you will join the church and be part of the church. This is indeed a great grace.
主耶稣就是神。
The Lord Jesus is God.
主耶稣有没有死？有，他死了。
Has the Lord Jesus died? Yes, he had died.
但是主耶稣现在已经复活了。
But now the Lord Jesus had resurrected.
他在哪里？他在天上。
Where is he? He's in heaven.
那教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of the Lord Jesus.
所以这一群人合起来，跟那个复活的主耶稣是一个身体。
So when this group of people gather together, they are one with the body of the Lord that had resurrected.
主耶稣复活以后非常的荣耀。
After the Lord Jesus resurrected, he was very glorious.
圣经说神把他接到天国，他坐在至高之处。
The Bible says that God received Jesus to heaven and put him in the highest.
教会的头耶稣他坐在至高之处。
So the head of the church, the Lord Jesus sits in the highest place.
他的名大有权柄，大有荣耀。
And his name is full of power and glory.
他的身体就是教会。
And his body is the church.
他与我们同在。
And he abides with us.
所以能够住在神的殿啊，这比参加世界上任何的团体福气都大。
So to be able to attend or go to the courts of God is a more blessed than attending any other event in the world.
因为借着教会，我们跟那个荣耀的主耶稣连在一起。
Because through the church, we are connected to the glorious God.
不只是说我还活着连在一起，我死了就完了。
And we're not only connected to God when we're still alive, and that after we die, then it's disconnected.
不管你的家庭多幸福。
So regardless how blissful your family life is today,
不管你的婚姻多美满，
regardless how good your married life is,
这种幸福美满是暂时的。
Such kind of a blissful, happy life is only temporary.
死一来就拆散了。
And after you die, you will be separated.
但是这个有一个方法可以改变。
But there is a way to change this.
就是当我们夫妻都属于教会。
Which is that if both the husband and wife belong to the church.
当我们全家都属于这个教会。
When our entire family belong to this church.
当主耶稣这个头从天上降下来的时候，
And when the Lord Jesus, the head of the heavens, when he comes down to the world,
他来要做什么？
So why does Jesus come again?
他来要拯救。
He comes to save.
要救谁？
Save who?
救他的身体，就是这个教会。
Save his body, which is the church.
每一个人都要被提到天上与主同在。
So everyone will be lifted up to heaven to be with the Lord.
所以这里讲你能够亲近神住在你的院中，这个人是有福的。
So here it says, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you that he may dwell in your court.
因此我们每一天要感谢什么？
So therefore, every day, what should we be thankful for?
除了地上这些恩典要感谢。
So besides being thankful for the material things on earth,
感谢神救我，让我能够成为教会的一份子。
We should thank God for allowing me to become part of the church and save me.
那我们再看第四节的下半句。
Now let's read the latter half of verse 4.
我们必因你居所你的圣殿的美福知足。
We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
英文叫 satisfy, 满足。什么能够满足我的心？
So what can satisfy my heart?
谁能够回答？什么能够满足我的心？
So who can answer this question? Who can satisfy our hearts?
心是没有办法完全满足的。
Our hearts can never be fully satisfied.
因为人的欲望无穷尽。
Because human desire is limitless.
但是现在人因为他不认识神。
So people of the world today, because they do not know God,
所以人生抓不到方向。
So they have no goal in life.
因此如果要满足，你就去看别人。
So in order to be satisfied, we tend to look at others.
别人怎么去追求满足？
How do others pursue satisfaction?
就是去追求外面那个更大、更好、更美的。
So they tend to pursue the physical things that are greater and more beautiful and better.
真的他们心得到满足吗？
And doing so, does it truly make them more satisfied?
当一个人外面拥有很多的时候，心还不满足，那是何等的虚空啊！
So when a person tends to own a lot of material things outwardly, and yet they don't feel satisfied, what an empty life that is.
这个地方告诉我们。
And here tells us,
在神的殿里面，我们要因为神的 goodness, 神的美好而满足。
That we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
所以我们常常在圣殿里面来亲近神。
Therefore, let us try to draw near to God always in His temple.
生活中有神同在。
And to have God abide with us in our daily lives.
那充满神的恩典。
And to experience the full grace of God,
我们真的是很满足。
Then we will truly be a satisfied person.
那个满足是内心的。
And this satisfaction is from within.
如果我们内心充满着爱，
if our hearts are full of love,
神的爱，
the love of God,
我们内心真的有神同在，
then in our hearts we truly will have the abidance of God.
那个感觉真的很甜美。
And that feeling is very sweet.
所以幸福在哪里？
So where is good life?
幸福就在我们的心里面啊。
Or what is a blessed life? So to be blessed is within our hearts.
神与我们同在，住在我们里面，满足了我们，这个就是幸福。
So for God to abide in us and to fill us, and to satisfy us, then this is a blessing.
因此能够被神拣选，这是有福气的。
Therefore, to be able to be chosen by God, this is a blessing.
那这个恩典如果建立起来，我们生活中还有很多的体验。
So if we can establish this blessing, then we will have a daily experiences in our lives.
我们来看六十五篇的第二节。
Let's turn to Psalm 60 verse 2.
六十五篇第二节。
Sorry, Psalm 65 verse 2. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them.
OK, 这是英文啊，中文第二节啊。听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来就近你。
I'm sorry, verse 2. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come.
这个地方讲啊，神是听我们祷告的神。
Here says that God is God hears our prayers.
当我们人遇到困难，
when we are faced with problems,
神谁能够帮助我们？
Who can help us?
我们大家很多人都做过父母。
We all here have been parents before.
大家都很爱我们的小孩。
And we all love our children.
但是小孩子还小，他的问题很小，所以我们可以帮他。
When our children are young, their problems are smaller, and so we can help them.
小孩子长大了，他有很多的问题就不是父母能够解决的。
But when our children grow up, they will face a lot of different problems that we can no longer as parents help them solve.
但是我们的小孩子还有一个父亲在天上。
But our children have another father in heaven.
所以听祷告的神，我们的小孩子如果能够去寻求神，神会听他的祷告。
So God is a God who hears prayer. So if our child knows how to seek God, then God would hear their prayers.
耶稣爱小孩。
The Lord Jesus loves little children.
你们要回转向小孩子，你们就能够跟神的国有份。
So if we turn to be like a little child, then we can have part in the kingdom of God.
因此我们遇到困难来寻求神。
Therefore, when we're faced with problem, let us seek after God.
神愿意垂听我们的祷告。
And God is willing to hear our prayers.
所以我们仔细看到教会里面很多人的见证啊。都跟祷告有关。
So if you look closely, many of the testimonies in the church are related to prayer.
人为什么会很认真祷告？
So why is it that someone would pray very sincerely?
因为他遇到困难。
It's when they are faced with a problem.
人为什么可以见证神的恩典？
How is it that someone can testify about the grace of God?
因为他寻求神的时候，神就给他帮助。
It's because when they seek after God, God helps them.
因为神是我们的父亲。
It's because God is our Father.
所以我们一生有神可以听我们的祷告。
So in our entire lives, we have this God who hears our prayer.
有什么比这个更宝贵？
So what greater grace or what is more precious than this?
当车祸发生的时候，嘣的一声，要求谁？
When you are faced with an accident with a bump, then who will help you?
求爸爸吗？求妈妈吗？
Who do you
求保险公司吗？
Do you ask for help? Do you ask your mom, dad, or the insurance company?
那个嘣的一声，祷告求神，主啊，帮助我。
So when you are, when you hit the other car, you pray and ask the Lord, please help me.
很多奇妙神的保守，神的保护就发生了。
And then a lot of miraculous and amazing help from God happens.
当你生病，找到最高明的医生。
When you're sick and you find the best doctor in town,
他能保证把你的病医好吗？
Can he guarantee to heal you?
如果你不幸找到一个治好的医生，他就不能够把你的病医好吗？
And if you're less fortunate and you found the second best doctor, does it mean that he cannot heal you?
听祷告的神。
But we have this God who hears our prayer.
神啊，求你给医生智慧。
So let's pray and say, God, please give the doctor wisdom.
结果我们的病就可以得医治。
And through this prayer, then our illness can be healed.
所以听祷告的神实在是太奇妙。
So this God who hears prayer is very amazing.
所以能够被神拣选不是恩典吗？极大的恩典。
Therefore, to be chosen by God, isn't this a great grace? Indeed, it is a great grace.
我们如果跟他建立好的关系。
So if we establish a good relationship with him,
随时随在呼求他，神就在我们旁边。
And if we call out to him at any time, anywhere, he is always by our side.
我们再看第三节。
Now let's read verse 3. Verse 3, iniquities prevail against me as for our transgressions. You will provide atonement for them.
罪孽胜过我们。
Here says, iniquities prevail against me.
那你都要赦免。
And you will provide atonement for them.
神要解决我们的罪。
God wants to fix our problem of sin.
有时候我们想，为什么我活得不快乐？
Sometimes we will think, why is it that I lead such unhappy life?
我什么都有，为什么我不快乐？
I have everything. Why am I still so not happy?
其中有一个原因。
So there could be one possible reason.
就是我们跟神有阻隔。
Is that there is a barrier, an obstacle between us and God.
我们跟人有阻隔。
So, and we have an obstacle between us and man.
那这个阻隔是什么？
And so what is this obstacle?
这个阻隔就是罪。
This obstacle is sin.
如果罪能够拿掉。
So if we can remove this sin.
我们跟神很亲密。
And then we can become close to God.
神住在我里面，我住在神里面。
God lives in me, and I live in God.
那是遍茂山的体验啊。
And that will be an experience on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们在这里真好。
It is so good to be here.
山上有什么？
So what is there on the mountain?
山上什么都没有。
There's nothing on the mountain.
为什么真好？
So then how could it be so good?
因为耶稣遍茂。
It's because Jesus had transfigured.
所以我们有了神。跟神合一，这个就是一种满足。
Therefore, when we have God and we are united as one with God, then this is very good.
那我们就会很喜乐。
Then we will experience joy.
跟人也是一样啊。
The same with our relationship with man.
如果罪能够拿掉，
if we can remove sin,
我们能够真心的爱别人，
and then we can love others sincerely.
那在爱里面呢，我们就是大家庭。
And within this love, we become one big family.
这个就是一种喜乐。
And this is a form of enjoyment.
所以罪孽能够得赦免拿掉，这个是神给我们很大的恩典。罪就是病，罪就是债。
So for our sins to be atoned, this is God removing the debt because sin is a debt.
所以罪得赦免就是病得医治，债得偿还。
And if our sins are atoned, it means our sickness will be healed and our debts have been paid.
好，我们看第五节。
Now let's read verse 5. Verse 5.By awesome deeds in righteousness, you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas.
这里讲神要应允我们。
Here says that God will answer us.
英文叫 answer, 神要回答你。
So God will answer us.
所以我们一生里面有很多困难问题，神要回应我们。
So in our lives, it's inevitable that we have problems and difficulties, but God will answer us.
所以体验越多，我们人越会觉得神真的很重要。
So the more we experience God, the more we find that God is indeed very important.
有神真的很幸福。
And that to have God is indeed a great blessing.
没有神，我活着要做什么？我真的想不出来。
So without God, what am I still alive for? I really have no meaning in life.
所以回到十一节。
So now let's come back to verse 11.
神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
God crowned the year with goodness.
一年里面神要用他的恩典来做冠冕。
So within this year, God will crown it with his goodness.
他的恩典就是我们的赏赐。
And his goodness is our reward.
他的路径是滴下来的丰盛。
And his past drip with abundance.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这个恩典在等待着我们。
This grace and blessings is waiting for us.
我们来唱诗。
Now, let's sing him.
430首。
430.
我们最后祷告完唱这首副歌。
For the chorus in our ending prayer, let's sing this chorus of this hymn.